smell of wisdom, adventure, and a true freedom. Oh no, it's not just a bookstore. It's a portal to different worlds, to the past and into the future, and even into someone's mind sometimes. Yeah. What do you think they got the psychology section for? Come on. We need to bake something for our beach read. Yeah. And train read. And bedroom read. When you're exhausted from all of the hiking and sightseeing we'll be doing together. Well, we're gonna travel all of Europe by train. And as much as I just love these romantic trips and having these sweet moments of peace or fun together, I'm truly looking forward to this adventure with you. But I also know that you're gonna fall asleep pretty fast. I will need something to read while you're sleeping on that train. I can't fall asleep in those seats. Honestly, I still can wrap my head around the fact that you can pass out this easily. And, well, almost everywhere. Oh, really? On a train? On a plane, on your desk, and on me. Okay, I'm just joking. Come here. But I don't mind you passing out on me though. Yes. I actually find comfort in feeling you sleeping on top of me. Feels good. Let's go. Thank you for coming here with me. Especially after work. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And I really missed you. It's a pity that we can kiss. I know it's not a library, but still. It's really quiet there, and there are still many people here. I know this corner is empty, but just one kiss. Do there are people everywhere. How was your day? Well, but it's over now. And you're finally here, right? Walking next to me at this awesome bookstore. We're gonna pick some books to read. on our vacation and then head over to our place and have dinner. Or we could stop by somewhere else and get our dinner there, if you want. Whatever you prefer, really. Okay. And this week is almost over as well, so that's something to look forward to, right? I really want to go to those fantasy bookshelves, but I don't know. I'm afraid that if we get another fantasy book for me, I'm gonna ruin our trip. Completely. Yeah. I'll probably be homesick. And not for our home. But for the world I've never been to. And we'll never be able to visit. Yeah. I'll be walking around those old streets and those towns, and instead of having the best time of my life with you, I'd be upset about not being able to live in the world where you can go to some tavern and ride horses in those fancy gowns or some leather vest and a jacket full of these hidden pockets with lots of artifacts and deadly weapons and stuff. What? No. No. I really don't want to try doing that in real life. Especially not abroad. Are you kidding me? Weapons and secret pockets. I'm not boarding a plane with you. Oh, stop it. No, stop. The more you talk, the more scared I get to go anywhere with you. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that I'd probably be upset that magic isn't real. That dragons aren't real. Oh. Oh, no. My heart hurts just thinking about it. Yeah, I want my own dragon. No, don't ruin it for me. I don't want to think about that, breath. No. Oh my god, no. Oh. Why are you doing this to me? I wanted to joke that I have my own dragon, but then you might also think that I'm trying to hint at your breath, which is not the case, so I'm like... I think we'd be pretty occupied with some other fun things. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, come on. Let's get out of here. Oh my god, that was so embarrassing. I think they've been following us, actually. Yeah. They've been passing by a couple of times in that fiction area. It's probably their section or something, you know? But why would they even walk around here like that? I'm sure they're gonna have cameras here or something like that. No? You want a copy? Oh god. You didn't just say that. You got such a dirty mind. But I'll never admit that. I don't even know how many books we have to buy now for them to not kick us out of here. Yeah, that's all because of you. Yes. It's all that effect you have on me. I always start acting like this around you. Well, like a fool. That makes me feel much better then. Yeah. Much better. So that means we're two fools in love then. Oh, but we need to get going. I don't want them to come back and drill us with their jealous stare. Okay, we go into another section then? What do you think? Yeah, where next? Biographies, really. But you've got plenty of those. Oh, so you read all of them. That's what I thought. You can just grab a finished one, right? Well, I'm not sure about poetry, to be honest. Well, because I'll be the one passing out then. I like them, but I always get so sleepy to the rhythm. So, unless you want to grab a book of blank verses or something, it's the best for me. Actually, I think I know what we need. This way. Nonfiction. Come on. We want some light read, right? So, I'm thinking self-help. It doesn't get lighter than that, right? No, you're rolling your eyes again. Okay, or we could also get our hands on a couple of those, workbooks. Like, here. Oh, look. Swedish. We could learn Swedish, right? Why not? Oh my god. Esperanto workbooks? Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure they should have those for Elvish as well. Let me see. Doing? Where are you going? No! Help! There's a person not letting me learn Elvish!
Go! Okay. I'm not a falcon.
That's what you're doing to me. I act like a kid around you. Where's the passion for knowledge? And what about Elvish? Drink or do this much? Oh, okay. So So, now you're ready for some nonfiction? Okay. And, by the way, it doesn't have to be self-help, you know? And I'm sure you'd probably find something super challenging there, anyway. Yeah, like, intellectually stimulating. Something I won't even be able to understand. Even if I tried. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm gonna grab a couple of coloring books for me on our way back. I'm not self-deprecating. I just... Sometimes I'm worried that you might think that I'm not as intellectual as you, and not as smart or interesting. No, I'm not saying that you treat me like I'm stupid. I'm usually more into fiction, and I thought that maybe if I start with something lighter, like that self-help stuff, I could maybe get into nonfiction as well with time and be more interesting to talk to. I know. But that's how I feel. We can do that, yes. But you don't have to pick some stupid book to prove a point. You know that, right? Well, not stupid, but like, obviously not on your level. Okay. Thank you. Would you help me bake something now? Well, maybe not some super scientific stuff, you know? But also not something like the power of mind, law of attraction, all that stuff. I mean, I do believe in that to a certain extent, but I don't feel like reading a whole book about that, you know? And I can also listen to an audiobook and that, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, let me see. I really wanted to read something like... this. Is it too silly? Well, the title starts with the little book, and I wasn't sure if it's a good one. Oh, really? Well, okay. I'll take it then. I know it's about investing. That's actually the whole point, so... I was actually doing my research on how to start investing, and I saw they always recommended this book. And since you approve, I'm gonna buy it. You don't think it's too complicated? But even if it is, you'll help me, right? Okay. Well, at least I know I won't be falling asleep on that beach. Need to keep this brain working. But I'm gonna get some light read as well, don't worry. Yeah, like, this one. Stop overthinking. Guess I really need this one. Yeah. Thank you for being this kind to me. You're way more kind to me than I am to myself sometimes. Thank you. And what you got here? Oh. Into the gray zone. Neuroscientists explores the mystery of the brain and the border between life and death. Oh, that's what I was talking about. Like, this is crazy difficult to understand. And it's just the title. Okay. Why do we say that? Deep dive on idioms. Okay, this one is good. Mm-hmm. I like it. Oh. The art of seduction? Really? You think you still need this book? Who are you planning to seduce, huh? I don't know. I'm not convinced. And why would you even need to seduce me? When I'm already yours, anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm all yours. You know that. So you're saying I'm not showing you that enough? Enjoy my lips and my tongue. But it's not appropriate to be acting like this in public and in the bookstore of all places. I don't think that. I don't want to offend the books, because they should be the center of attention here. They're on display for a reason. And that's why we're here in the first place, right? Not to make out against the shelves. I like the concept. But not when they look this gorgeous. Yeah. Just look how they're organized. The colors, the size, and they manage to keep it all in order as well. These are super easy to go through, and it's so aesthetically pleasing as well. Yeah. Look. Have you ever seen something like this? It's so wonderful. Don't you think? Yeah, it's beautiful. I love places like this one so much. You can literally feel how much thought was put into setting up all of this. And there's always some logic, some idea behind that. And they smell amazing as well. I'm still not sure which one I like more. The smell of these old library books, or of this newly printed paper. Smell it. Oh, come on. You're totally okay with making out with me here, but you're embarrassed to smell a book. Yeah, you get how silly it is once you say it out loud, because it is silly. Now come on, try that. Yeah, breathe it all in. Really? Well, you can't really blame me for biting my lip at the side. Those are two things that excite me the most. Together. I don't need this art of seduction book. All right. Okay, I give up. Yeah. Just grab these books. Yeah, and we'll leave them the huge tip in the jar. For all the things they had to witness today. And all of the sounds they had to hear. Yeah. Okay. Let's get out of here.